Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Yes, we do. Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. It is Tell It Tuesday, the second day of this phenomenal week. I hope everybody is okay out there. We're going to all get together and tell Miss Stephanie Haynes happy birthday. Today is her birthday, and she is celebrating. But she'll be back with us next week. And her topic that's flowing out in the series is honoring oneself. So today, Stephanie Haynes is honoring herself. So we'd like to say happy birthday out there to you, Stephanie. We have Miosha Marie. What's up, coming on? She's going to tell us what it's all about. We're going to talk about the heart today. And this is something that we all should think about. You know, we can lose ourselves in romantic attachment, but the truth is, it's unlikely to last long. Indeed, the likelihood of undergoing suffering and sadness only grows over time. As long as we remain unable to redress our own weaknesses, we will be miserable no matter where or whom we might take flight. We can never become truly happy unless we ourselves undergo a personal transformation. And, you know, that definitely starts with the heart. The heart carries the beat. If the heart stops working, we don't work anymore. So on that note, we're going to move on forward. I'm going to give you a little music. We're going to wait for What's Up to come on and let us know what's happening out there. So I'll just play something for you. Sit back and relax and welcome in. It is Teller Tuesday.
We're bigger than anything. Remember us and our band. And don't forget about late nights, laying in the dark and waking up inside my arms for you. Always be in my heart. And
I see the eyes that want it. Don't forget about it.
I'm just speaking from experience. Nothing can compare to your first two nights. So I hope this will remind you.
We don't want you to forget about us out there. We're not going to forget about you to go through. That was Miss Mariah Carey. So let's keep on going.
Yeah.
a lover like no other. Sad to see a new horizon slowly coming into view. Yeah, I wanna be living for the love of you. Oh, yes, I am. All that I'm giving is for the love of you. All right now. Lovely as a ray of sun that touches me when the morning comes, feels good to me. My love and me. Well, smoother than a gentle breeze, blowing through my mind with ease, soft as can be. Well, when you're loving me, when you're loving me, love to be right in the way. With your touch, it seems to me we could sail together in and out of mystery. Well, I wanna be living for the love of you. All right now, all that I'm
just loving to be living out here. We have to live and live for each and every soul on this earth. We are going through it here. We're going to have to stick together. We have to stay strong. We have to stay happy. We have to stay focused. But most of all, we have to stay woke. And that is the purpose of Waking Up with Linda McShann, because we're about unification. We stress education and the importance of collaboration here. And it takes all of us to get this done. You know, so we just have to move out there with our kind hearts, be aware of everything, love everybody out there, and just keep on living. You know, I was telling one of my students, you know, we were talking about what I want to be. I said, yeah, what you want to be and what you will end up doing, that will move you into the direction of your purpose. See, we all have to make sure that we're standing in our purpose, and it takes a while to get there, and it takes each and every one of us to help each other and uplift each other and encourage each other to do that. Let's listen to A Walk on This Bridge and Wait for Miss Miyoshi. Take a walk on that bridge, and we have Miss Miyoshi Marie on the line with us this evening. What's up? Are
Happy
you here?
Happy Tuesday, Linda. Happy Tuesday, everyone. How you doing,
hey.
Linda?
Hey, I'm wonderful. Nice hearing your voice. Thank you so much for joining and caring and sharing with us. And I brought us in talking about the heart, because I know you're going to tell us how to keep a pure heart here. So I had to find something that blended in with that, because it's the heart that starts everything. Miyoshi, and you know, Stephanie's birthday is today, so she's not with us. So
happy
we
birthday,
already
Stephanie.
Wished her a happy birthday. So, you know, us Leos, we have to get out there and celebrate. So she'll be back
right.
with us next week, and her topic is honoring yourself. So I said, I guess she's going to get a taste of what she can bring back, because today she is honoring herself, and we want you to have a ball out there, Stephanie. Yeah, we're all Leos here. That's the zodiac sign. Isn't that ironic? How we share
right.
and care and take care of each other. So, Miyoshi, I'm going to just be quiet over here. You know, I get carried away, and let you just tell it on Tuesday with us with this heart information.
Absolutely. You guys, you already know that I'm a very transparent person. The only thing I speak of is what I'm going through, what I'm living, and what I'm actually experiencing. And for me, I understand keeping a pure heart no matter what the situation is, no matter what the other person's intentions is, as long as you keep an upright heart and pure heart, that everything's going to be all right. I had a situation this week where I had to make a decision, and it's like it wasn't a decision that I wanted to make, but I noticed for the past several months things haven't been aligning and being according with what I ultimately and truly believe in and have value in, and not discrediting my feelings. So this past week I had to make a decision and allow something to go. And it was hard because it's something that I've been holding on to for months. And that's okay too, because we have to understand that it's always a lesson and a blessing at the end. So I had to ask myself, like, Miyoshi, why are you holding on to this? What do you have to lose? And it was one of those crossroad moments where you have been here before and you are still good. So what in this situation of you holding on to this and not allowing it to let go so that better can enter, so that new doors and new opportunities can enter your life? You have to let this go because it's not benefiting you. It's not inspiring you. It's not doing anything of your highest good. If anything, it's going to deteriorate you if you continue to travel this path. So I had to ask myself, like, why am I holding on to this? I need to let it go. And when I finally surrendered and literally let it go and literally said, you know what, I'm gonna give it up. My hands are tied. I'm just let it go. Immediately when I decided that in my heart and my mind, I felt like shackles was being literally broken off of me, because we don't understand that when we hold on to people, places, and things, that ultimately those become incarceration, whether it be in our mind, whether it be in our feelings, in our emotion, whatever it is, it's incarceration, because you're holding on to something that's not benefiting you for your highest good. And ultimately, leading down to the road, if you still holding on to it, it's going to deteriorate you. So when we finally let go of something, it should be a relief. And I'm pretty sure, you know, the listeners feel what I'm saying. Immediately when I made the decision to let it go, I felt a relief. I felt good. I felt like wow, I can live. Like I could breathe again. Mm. And it was just amazing to me. And it brought me back to me, my true identity, who I am. And I'm a lion heart. You know, I'm a righteous and upright person. I have to tell myself, Miyosha, as long as you continue to be that upright and righteous person and continue to have pure intentions, hell, you're going to continue to sleep good at night. Blessings are going to continue to come to you. You're going to continue to meet good people, new opportunities, all that. So it's like, what do you have to lose? Nobody has nothing to lose, but when we hold on to things, we have everything to lose. And when you let go of something, don't let go of it with animosity, with anger, and saying, oh, this is, I failed again. It's not, I actually didn't fail. I actually learned a lesson for myself. Literally, I actually learned the lesson that the next time when a situation hits, I would not allow myself, like I have continued to do in the past, to continue to carry that. If it's not good for me, I need to immediately let it go because I know that I'm going to be okay. Why? Because I'm standing here today and I'm on the phone with Linda on wisdom and what's up, and it's all to the good. So me letting that go, and we have to understand, hey, if it's meant to be, it'll be right back.
Literally, oh, totally.
And it'll be all to the good. But sometimes I feel like the universe and they want us to see, like, are you gonna trust? And it's for you too. Are you gonna trust yourself and your beliefs, or
right.
are you gonna lower your standards?
That's right.
Because sometimes it could just be a test for you, and that's why I have to realize, like, this is a test. Whether if I let it go and it come back, I'm still going to be good. But at the end of the day, I have to be true to my true intentions, and I have to have a pure heart about it. It doesn't feel good when I'm holding on to something I know is not good for me. That's not purity. That's not having a pure heart. People think you have a pure heart because you have good intentions and you're doing good and you're being this amazing person. No, having a pure heart has been damn good to yourself too. You can't be good to everybody else and not to yourself. That's not purity.
True.
That's not being real to you. You have to have a pure heart with you first. That's why it's easy for me to love, because I love me first. I am purified with me first, internally and externally. So that's when the classroom setting came in, where I'm just talking to myself like, okay, girl, so, yeah, you going to let that go? And if it's going to come back, it's going to come back. But if it don't, girl, just know 100 times better than what it was. Because why? That's what you deserve. That's what you worked hard for. You know, that's what you've been building this momentum up for now. So you're going to let that hold you back? Let it go. Don't
and
even revisit it. Let it go. Refocus.
I love
now
it.
Now that you let that go, now you can let something else in, you know? And that's what I'm talking about, having a pure heart. Having a pure heart, like I said, and I'm continuing to say it, is being upright and righteous within yourself.
Self.
Because when you okay with self, then you can be okay with Jerry, Slim, Fem, and who.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? You can be okay with all those. But when you're not okay with self, you're incarcerating. You're deteriorating. You're dying. Yeah, you may be living, but you're just a walking dead because you are not right with self. So once we're right with self and have a pure heart with self, then everything else will flow. But it's okay to let things go. And if it's meant to be, it'll come back. And if not, you didn't lose anything. It was a lesson for you. It was
actually a trust test.
Yeah, that's what I told myself. Like, excuse my language. I was like, bitch, this is a trust test. Like, this is a test to see if you really trust yourself. Cause you,
right.
This is what you practice. This is what you preach. This is what you work hard for. Let's see if you really trust yourself. Trust yourself by letting this go because you know you deserve higher and more. Because you know who you are.
That's right.
And whose you are.
That's
so
right.
It was like a trust test to me. So, you know, that's what I had to do. But it's okay to let things go. It doesn't mean that we failed at anything. It doesn't mean we're less and, oh, my God, the world is over. No, it's not over. Like I said once before, I'm starting to understand when situations arrive and when things arrive, I'm starting to step back, look at it, and decide what is the lesson and the blessing in this for me. Because everybody is going to get something different. But what is it in for me? And I have come to understand that I have to be true and honest with myself and live in truth because that's the only way to live. And that's the only way to live in abundance is to be honest and true. That's all. This is universal law.
It
cause
is law.
Effect.
Definitely total cause
so
and effect.
Oh, go ahead, Linda.
I'm so glad you're speaking on that because a couple of weeks back, Stephanie gave a series on letting go and the things that you said, please, people, places, and things, no matter what it is, and truth and honesty. You know, you if you're true to yourself and you're honest to yourself, then you don't have to worry about anything. And it's so ironic that you're touching on these. I'm looking and I'm smiling here, but it all begins with self and having that pure heart. And if you're pure hearted and lion hearted to back it up, or you just keep on moving forward. Once that darkness gets from around you, as I call it, some people call it negativity, some people call it darkness, some whatever you want to call it. But once you remove it from around you, it's like a whole different world.
Yeah.
You,
it's like
you,
a literally,
things...
I felt shackles fall off.
Yeah.
I immediately, when I felt like I got a new gas of oxygen, when I just was like, you know what? I'm going to have to let this shit go. Like, the shit's not working. It ain't been working. Why continue to pull teeth? Like, didn't it make it seem like, well, you're the crazy one because you could continue to allow it to continue to happen. So,
right.
Like I said, sometimes we think the easy way, you know, is the way out, but sometimes the easy way not always be the right way.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean? Sometimes, you know, just allowing, you know, allowing stuff to just continue to linger, to make it easy and say, oh, eventually it'll get better. No, you're lying to yourself. It would not get better if you
right.
continue to just linger it on. You have sometimes we just have to face the truth that sometimes this is not working, and maybe we need a break or a space from this, you know, from this person, place, or thing. Maybe we need a break, space, or whatever it is, like a marriage couple. You know, sometimes they may need to separate, or not a marriage couple because, some people don't believe in marriage, but sometimes you just need space, a breather
right.
to, you know, reevaluate, to think, you know, to really, you know, put –
life into really perspective, especially now, because ain't nobody got time to waste. Literally now, if you're not using your time valuable and not really being considerate and putting people in a position and making them considerate of your time, then you're not doing yourself justice.
No, you're not.
And that's what time it is right now. That's what time it is. We can't continue to carry bags and baggage because we already did that. Well, for me. So literally when I let the situation go, when I said, hey, it's just not working, oh, well, it's like, girl, you got plenty of other things to worry about and plenty of other things to do. When I was little, it used to be these things. I remember Sesame Street had this thing where it was like a camera. You look through it, and every time you push it down, it was a new thing. It was literally like that in my eyes. You know,
oh, wow.
Like I literally got a grasp of fresh air. I literally seen another scene, you know, through the lens. I literally felt shackles falling off of me. I literally felt good. I'm like, everything is good. You know, everything is good. It's about to be Leo season. You know what I mean? Your birthday's around the corner. You don't know what's about to happen now that you have let this go.
That's true. Because things can block you. And when we don't block ourselves, most of the time we're the ones that are blocking ourselves and we're not aware of it. But then you're going to get that added blockage coming in because people have their opinions and, you know, they want to control or they come one way but it's another way. Well, I believe in the truth and honesty and, you know, I have built a lot of relationships with it and I've lost a lot of relationships with it. But guess what?
Right.
I'm not shackled and incorporated. Okay, I can sleep at night because I'm going to bring it to you. And then as I get a little bit more wiser, I used to try to sit down and have dialogue and try to work it out. I don't even waste my energy, okay? Because that energy that I'm wasting there trying to convince you or who or what or it or the thing, I can be moving on. No animosity, no hate. And when you're up front like that with individuals and you're honest and you're true to yourself and you have to go, they want to make you look like the boo-boo girl. Well, see, I have even broke those shackles. I tell them, put any labels on you you want to put on me. You know, people have put so many labels on me, Yoshi, letting go, that I don't even need to wear clothes. But what I tell them, I just throw my head back and start laughing. I say, you know what, you can put whatever label you want to put on me, but please, if you're going to put some labels on me, put some Gucci or put some, you know, Hermes, because I don't wear JCPenney's too well. And I just shut up because I'm through with the conversation because I have told you that stuff that you're bringing doesn't fit here. And I could get in your face and I couldn't, you know, we can have dialogue. I'm chatty catty and I don't have a problem with dialogue, but I'm understanding that incarceration break and you're hitting it on the board because that's exactly what it is. And when we talk about pure hearts, it's not about we all have to be kind, but what we have to do is be kind to ourselves first. Okay?
Absolutely.
And that is what I find, that when you're in those situations and you haven't quite observed so that you could actually see, it's nothing but a test. You know, we say that obstacles equal growth, and they do. Mm-hmm. And each time you go through an obstacle and get on the other side, you have got added another growth notch to your life. And you go through so much growth and so many obstacles, you begin to throw your head back and put your hands on your hips and say, is that all you got? And you begin to beg for those obstacles.
Okay.
Because you know that after you get past it, you have another growth notch that you can add on to your life. So for you to share this and bring it. I never question your topics because I know you're going to speak on what you're actually experiencing, and you're going to always come from the heart. And it's going to always be educational and encouraging and an eye-opener. That's why you was up, okay? And we'd like to have you on Tell It Tuesday with us, Miyoshi. It's Miyoshi Marie. What can I say? We just need to open up a university out here and some kind of way gather up. I know we're already working in that area, but you know, it's so many people. And especially now that we can sit down and you have time to sit quiet. See, when you sit quiet, your creativity rises and you find out that you can do things that you didn't even know you could do, and the persons mm-hmm. or the whatever, the thing or the place that you were sort of like hanging in on to get it done, you can see that it really wasn't a help. It was a hindrance, because you are
Absolutely.
The only person that can make that move. You are the only person
Absolutely.
That can create your happiness. You. It comes from you.
Absolutely.
So no matter what, you know, it's like happy, bright, and light. And a lot of individuals, they don't understand that. And when you carry that type of persona, they be trying to beat you down and stomp you down. Then you better toughen up and stand like that redwood tree. And it depends on my mood, because I'm loving and caring and kind, but I can get the other way too. So it just depends on how it's brought to you. And with us going through what we're going through, and everybody going through this stuff, this uncertainty, this information, confusion, lies, don't know, all of this, we have to really, like you say, understand, make every moment count. This is your life, okay? And this is my life. And what we want to do, what we want to be, like the little girl say, I want to be a doctor, lawyer, blah, blah, blah. What we want to be is healthy and safe. And what we want to do is to do what works best for us. And when you do
Absolutely.
What's working best for you, you are in your darn purpose. Because at this time, our main purpose is to keep living, okay?
Absolutely.
So when you look at it like that, and other people are coming to you and trying to, you know, make you think you're crazy and stuff, when they tell me you're crazy, I agree with them. I tell them they got good observation. I say, I'm so crazy, when I get ready to get checked in, I want to be put in a penthouse in Camarillo. Now tell me how crazy I am. Okay? I just
and
agree
also,
with them.
And also, even though, like, you know, we are speaking about letting go is not an always easy thing. I'm pretty sure I will have my emotional roller coaster,
sure.
but that's okay. We're supposed to allow our feelings. We're supposed to allow our feelings and to feel them, but we're not supposed to allow them to feel and stay, to nurture them and to allow them to grow, because that can, you know, create depression, insecurity, mm-hmm. anxiety, where things that we don't need. But we are supposed to feel the emotions, and we're supposed to allow them to pass, because we know it's just a state of a feeling. So I'm not saying that I won't, you know, shed a tear, because I'm starting to learn to allow myself to cry.
Oh, good.
Because I understand when I do, I feel better. So
okay.
I haven't cried about a situation or felt no emotions yet. But when you do let go of something, it's okay to feel whatever emotion you feel, but allow it to be a feeling, to feel it and allow it to pass. Don't go to sleep feeling like that. Don't, you know, make it a home. Don't nurture it. Feel what you feel and allow it to pass. And, you know, say yourself a little affirmation, you know. Say, you know I'm going to be okay. All is well, because I'm well.
Yeah.
You know, just
yeah.
allow yourself to be okay with the situation, and allow yourself to be in a present and knowing that you have came so far from the past, that now you are where you are, so be excited about the future. And I want to read a quote that I had read that was very, you know, astonishing to me, because it was at the time where I was letting go. It says,
okay.
discern whether you are meeting heart to heart or wound to wound. Discern whether you are meeting heart to heart or wound to wound. And when I read that, for me, it was like a mirror. You know, when you look in the mirror, you're looking at self. You're looking at you, your true identity,
right.
your authentic self. So when I read that, I was like, am I really looking at myself from heart to heart, or am I looking at myself from wound to wound? And I had to literally say no from heart to heart, because I'm not that wounded little girl. I'm not that wounded young teenager. I'm not that, you know, that wounded, you know, person that, you know, was in verbal abusive relationship. I'm not that person no more. I'm not wounded. I have healed. I am healing. And I will continue to heal. So for me, reading that, it's like looking in the mirror and looking at myself face to face. And when I seen myself, I seen another heart when I looked in that mirror. I didn't see a wounded Miyoshi Marie. I didn't see that wounded 5-year-old. I didn't see that wounded 16-year-old. You know, I didn't see that wounded 20-year-old. When I looked in the mirror, I seen that 33-year-old that has overcome, that's victorious, that's healing, that has healed, that's seeking help. Like I said, I have a therapist that's very helpful. I believe that everybody should get one. I see an entrepreneur, I see a leader, I see a great person, I see someone that's really ambitious. I see all these great things. I didn't see nothing wounded at all when I looked at myself in the mirror. I see a beautiful, pure heart. And when you digest and when you look at certain things, you have to understand that when you look at yourself, you have to realize that you're looking at your new identity of who you are, and not what you were, not what they said you were, not what you did, because we're not at that place no more. So I'm not looking from wound to wound when I look at myself in the mirror. I'm looking at heart to heart, because I have came internally and met myself upright in my truest potential, and I have healed my heart. Because if I haven't, I wouldn't be able to share love, give love, and receive love. So I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Continue to walk upright and have pure intentions. Pure intentions, not no matter what somebody do to you. Continue to have a pure heart and pure intentions, because it's only going to help you. And like my auntie used to say, what goes up must come down, what goes around comes around. So whatever, whoever did or whatever situation, long as your heart was right, your heart was pure, and you had good intentions, it don't matter. The universe gonna take care of what it needs to take care of, because that's just law, cause and effect. That's why it's really good to respect the earth, Mother Nature, Gaia. One of the things I like to say is don't throw trash on the ground. When you throw trash, you ain't doing nothing but allowing the universe to throw you trash right back at your life.
That's right.
Because that's what you're doing. So
that's
the metaphor that I can give you when it comes to cause and effect in universal law.
That's true, and you know that's what we breathe on over here, right?
Right.
Because we're true humanitarians.
Right, we're going to throw trash right back at you.
That's
true. Happy Tuesday, everyone, to my lady. Keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke.
Miyoshi Marie, I want to leave this with you. Thank you so much. What's up? Because you say when you look in the mirror, you see pure heart, and you see yourself moving with heart, okay? You're walking with a pure heart, and your intentions are good, and that's what really matters, because when we are all mirrors to each other, but when you can look in that mirror, and what you saw was pure heart, and you saw that moving heart, because you definitely move with heart. And I'm so glad that you shared that with us. Hopefully someone can pick up on one or two words and just let it go and know that it's going to be all right out there, because Wilson told us what she went through, and she's speaking. So maybe you're not walking in her shoes, but maybe you walking in your own tennis shoes, so add heed to it. We're about education here. What's up? We love you. Continue to move with that heart that you have out there, and just have a great evening. I'll be speaking with you, okay?
All right, Linda. Love you too. Peace and blessings, everyone.
Thank you so much. Have it, have it. Keep on moving, Lion. You're rowing in the jungle. Love you.
I need you.